Hello, this is Deborah Cohen wishing you in the United States a Happy New Year's Eve, the last day of 2023 as we broadcast live on A Story and a Song. And today's topic, you might guess if you're seeing me live, my shirt, I'm wearing butterflies. So let's dig into the spiritual meaning of these beautiful creatures of nature. And if you have 30 minutes to get together and listen without interruption, maybe you might want to take notes. So get yourself paper and pen, and I'll be right back right after this message. Hello, this is Deborah Cohen. I'm so glad you found me online. My music is a variety of genres, starting in the 80s as a new wave singer-songwriter, opening up for Joan Jett in Kenmore Square, Boston. From there, I wandered into different genres, exploring my faith, praise music, interfaith music, and pop, rock, indie music, as well as music for TV, film, and movies. So there's all kinds of things to learn listening to my podcast, A Story and a Song. And I hope that you will enjoy the journey with me and that you will share what you hear. Thank you for listening. And this is Deborah Cohen, A Story and a Song. And if you are watching me on twitch.tv/Deborah Cohen Music, you will be able to chat with me during the live broadcast, which airs every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time, twitch.tv/Deborah Cohen Music. It's also on my YouTube channel at Jewish Rock Music, but nobody's watching the chat over there. So if you want interaction, come on Twitch, where I can see Marty, my husband. Thank you for being there, dear. And he reminds me, New Year's Eve is all around the world, not just in the United States. Okay, so for some reason, my brain didn't know that. Okay, but what I do know is that butterflies communicate where else I could be. Okay, that's Marty. Thank you for being here, Marty. And anybody else that wants to comment on topic, today's topic is the strength of the butterfly. And I'm going to be sharing an article from outora.org. The significance of these lovely creatures that always seem to fly across my path when I'm wondering, like, what's going on in my spiritual journey. And all of a sudden, they'll fly by out of their habitat, like I mentioned in a broadcast maybe a week ago or so, when I was sitting in concrete traffic in Texas. I think we were in Dallas. I was sitting there and thinking, is that all there is to life? And then, you know, the butterfly zoomed across me while I was at a red light in 8 lanes of traffic. And you wouldn't expect to see a butterfly on the highway because there's no flowers around. But there it came, flitting across my windshield, and I thought, thank you, God, you're just encouraging me in even my thoughts. So let's dig into this interesting story about butterflies, especially because I just released some new butterfly apparel and cell phone covers and mugs and all kinds of good things. So I welcome you to check them out on Amazon.com. You'll have to look for my artist profile, Deborah Cohen Music, and hopefully you'll be able to find it on Amazon.com, or you can find it on Redbubble.com, and again, search for Deborah Cohen Music, and there should be a page there. Look for the butterfly. All right, so Zachariah Wallerstein gazed out the window of his 7th grade classroom window and watched, fascinated, as a handful of butterflies flitted in the warm summer air. So get a picture in your mind that you are sitting in the classroom and all of a sudden you look out the window and there is a butterfly. excuse me, turning his attention back to his yeshiva classroom, he raised his hand. Rebbe, he wanted to know, why has God created the miracle process by which the homely caterpillar metamorphosis into a magnificent butterfly? What a question! And this was found in the issue Mishpacha 910, dated May 11th, 2022. Believe it or not, the Rebbe's response, he was a little bit annoyed, and he did not deter Zechariah from running off to the local library to study everything there was to know about how a caterpillar morphs into a butterfly. Over the course of his too short life, the butterfly became, for Rabbi Zechariah Wallerstein, a fascinating study, a symbol and a proof of God's grace. From that fascinated young boy, he became one of this generation's most creative, caring, and generous educators. Mashpim, a model of all that a living being is capable of. As Eitan Kobre wrote beautifully in his Mishpacha piece, dated May 11, 2022, quote, "The natural world is brimming with miracles, but the transmutation of caterpillar into butterfly is a class of its own. It conveys a singular message of unlimited possibility and potential. Everything is possible in Hashem's world. Everything. As Rabbi Wallerstein taught, no matter how plain, rough, or ugly your beginnings and mine, you have within you the potential to become a magnificent butterfly." And I was just praying with my husband this morning, let us live up to our full potential according to what Hashem created each one of us for, and you. Trina Paulus asked, "How does one become a butterfly?" And then answered her question, "You have to want to learn to fly so much that you are willing to give up being a caterpillar." End quote. That very lesson was the one Rabbi Wallerstein taught through Or Nava, his multifaceted institution. Unsurprisingly, the center has a butterfly logo and the motto, "It's all about change." Yes, it's all about change. All about that point in your life when you want to fly so badly that you're ready to cast aside the burden of being a caterpillar. That the metamorphosis to butterfly demands the desire and willingness to fly, to be independent, to leave behind a way of being that was limiting. So let me ask you, do you feel right now in your life that you are limited? On this New Year's Eve, when many people make a promise to do better in the following year, maybe your intention might be for the new year to take the limits off of your own life as far as what you are capable of becoming. Parshat Bechutai, which we're not into, Bechutai this week, opens with the blessings that await Am Yisrael if the people determine that they are willing to leave behind who they were and live according to their covenant with God, proving themselves worthy of God's esteem and bounty. But then we hear the frightened tochacha, the account of the punishment and pain that await us when we destroy that covenant. So as I continue reading, I want you to think about your New Year's resolution. Maybe you can tweak it a little bit with this information. "If you follow my decrees," says Hashem. While this phrase would normally refer to the observance of mitzvot, Rashi notes that due to redundancy in the posuk, "and observe my commandments," it must then be referring to study of Torah. Curiously, the verb telucha or teluchu used here to refer to Torah study generally denotes going or traveling from one place to another. With this understanding, the Or HaChaim posits what this then has to do with Torah study, and then responds to the question that even when traveling, one's mind should be Torah-oriented. A lesson most emphatically stated in the Shema, teach them to your children while on your way. Let me have a sip of coffee while I think about this. You're always in motion. That's what I would think. If you're on your way, you're not just complacent. Where are you going? This is what question I have. Where am I going? Where is my husband and I? Where are we going to make our New Year's resolution in the direction of where Hashem wants us to be going? Yet, here at the beginning of Bechukotai, Telechu seems to convey more than another reminder to focus on Torah. Not generally a verb that has anything to do with studying or learning. Telechu conveys the ability to go forward on one's own, to be able to move on. Marty says, that's the true question. Where are we going? But first, we must discern where we are now. How often do our young students, our budding Talmidei Chachomim, graduate from our schools and then, confronted with the world outside the safe, supportive environments of their yeshivas and Beit Midrash, go their own way? This one to college, that one to the business world, another to where? The wide world with all its charms and allures. Our bright, accomplished students, one no longer observing Shabbat, another compromising on kashrut, another behaving as though shul is a foreign, forgotten country. Maybe that's one of you that's listening. What happened? Were we wrong to see them as bright and promising, fully immersed in Torah culture? What happened that they proved unable to make it on their own as observant Jews, to stand on their own 2 feet? In short, they lack telechu. Without support, they cannot help but weaken and falter. I'm bechu chotai telechu. No. Telechu is not simply another reminder to remain focused on Torah learning. It exhorts us to go. Telechu, go. All the Torah learning in yeshiva amounts to little if you are not going to go forth and make it on your own. Unless our yeshivot and rebbeim truly prepare our students to be successful and committed Jews in the real world, unless they prepare our students to metamorphosize into beautiful individual Jews, just as a caterpillar transforms into a beautiful butterfly, then they fall short. Let me ask you now, do you consider yourself more like the caterpillar right now in your life or the butterfly? Rabbi Yaakov Naaman, in his Darchei Musar, relates a parable originally heard from Rabbi Nachman Ziv, the son of the Alter Chelm. In it, a group of men sat and dined together. When the meal concluded, all the men rose to leave. All, that is, but one. The others faced the man who remained seated. Why did he not get up from his chair? To their shock, they realized the man had no legs. He could not stand. When they were seated, he had appeared just like them. Only when they stood to leave and go their own way was it clear that he could not, like them, simply go. Rabbi Yaakov taught that Torah must be our supporting legs, especially when we venture each on its own, away from the safety and comfort of our supporting system. Torah is not only for when we are part of the larger group, when one is safely in their own cocoon, but for when one is on their own. It is not enough to walk the walk when there are eyes upon you. It is also for when you are on your own and you think nobody's watching, but guess who is? Hashem. Perhaps what is called for is a consideration of a different kind of preparation when you are still in the cocoon. Perhaps rather than an additional blood gemara, what is called for is more hashkafa, musar, chasidus, navi, and biographies of tzaddikim. Perhaps what is called for include the basics of Jewish emunah, beliefs, and a more practical application of it to the world outside of the Beit Midrash. Our young yeshiva graduates, both boys and girls, are begging for answers. They sense the challenges outside the cocoon. In chat rooms, they give voice to their anxiety. Quote, "So I just graduated and I'm seriously freaking out. 12 years in the same school with people guiding me and telling me what to do every step of the way. How can they expect me to immediately jump into the real world? Will I be able to adjust to life outside of school where I am responsible for my every action? I seriously don't feel I am prepared." Or this comment, "I have to say I'm somewhat confused. Isn't the very job of your high school and its staff to prepare you for your life on your own? If you feel inadequately prepared, I would think that your teachers need to reevaluate what they're teaching. They need to stop spoon-feeding their students and teach them to think for themselves in the proper way." That's what another student is saying. "I'm bechuchatei telechu." Try to say that with me. You might be fluent in Hebrew, and you might be much better than saying than me. "I'm bechuchotai telechu." It works. Just ask the thousands who passed through Rabbi Wallerstein's programs. They graduated a butterfly curriculum, one that guided them in their metamorphosis. They graduated to fly, not fail. Or HaChaim, in his commentary, adds a 16th reason, one that suggests that Telechu may be connected to the teaching in Berachot 14. Quote, "A person must not set out on a journey until they have studied some words of Torah," end quote. He goes further to cite the Zohar. Quote, "If people engage in a journey together without exchanging words of Torah between them, they are endangering their lives," end quote. So let me pause and ask you, when you're together with your friends, this may particularly involve people, women that I know, you know, women that cluck together. How many of you in your friend circles, if you think about this past week in your discussions with your friends, was anything of the Torah mentioned in your discussions? Marty says, "My 58 years of teaching has allowed me to spread my wings, but sometimes I feel more like a moth than a butterfly. Thank you for being so transparent, Marty, and I'm sure you're not alone in your feeling that. So as we have noted, this is not another exhortation to be engaged in Torah learning. Rather, Or HaChaim reminds us that when we embark on our worldly paths in the marketplace, in universities, in the secular city, along the streets and avenues of life, if we do so without girding ourselves with Torah, we are indeed endangering our lives. Think about it. To leave the cocoon, a butterfly must be ready to fly. To telechu, a Jew must be taught and prepared to stand as a Jew. Educators and rabbayim who do not nurture their students and prepare them for the world before them do not fully honor their calling. And I want to thank this Rebbe, Eliyahu Safran, who is an educator, author, and lecturer. If you want to reach out to him, he has, it says he can be reached at small letter E, 1948, small letter S as in Sam, at AOL.com. And again, he can be reached at E, small letter E like elephant, 1948, small S as in Sam, at AOL.com. Thank you for this thought-provoking article. At the same time, we're talking about butterflies. And let us commit to this new year to think about what we just learned in this article and maybe fine-tune our promise to ourselves how we're going to improve, because we can always improve. We're never, none of us have arrived at perfection, nor will we ever arrive at perfection in this physical world. But thinking about our spirituality, especially as it relates to the Torah, what part of the Torah is speaking to you individually? Thinking about reading this week's Parsha of the Week or what you heard this past Shabbat. Think about, take the time to really contemplate and meditate on what God is nudging you toward in this coming year. And at the same time, of course, I welcome you to explore my butterfly gifts on Redbubble.com and Amazon.com, as well as my music on Amazon.com. And coming soon is going to be my song. My new upcoming song, Butterfly. So thank you for listening, and I hope that you will share this with somebody maybe that's talking about, I don't really know what to promise myself for New Year's. Let them listen to this and help them to think about their what they're doing on their journey. As Marty said, where they are and where we are all going in this coming year, 2024. Thank you for listening, and I'm going to share with you my butterfly ad so you can maybe see a few pictures of what merchandise I have as a musician.
Butterflies. I love butterflies. This one is the blue morpho butterfly, which is very rare. Seeing this pretty blue butterfly may mean that you will have a wish granted. I wonder if that is true. Let me ask Deborah.
Butterflies can mean what you believe. Some think that seeing a butterfly means spiritual transformation. I see butterflies fly across my path and they always make me smile. Look at Deborah. She is so excited to tell you about her new band merch, which is available on Amazon.com and Redbubble.com. Just look for her merch and music online and shop butterflies. And coming soon is Deborah's new song called Butterfly.
What a beautiful butterfly. Thank you, Deborah.